ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Samoa's new government came to power in a landslide victory last year, promising a new direction for the country. But almost 6 months after taking office, chiefs in some districts are voicing concerns over how one of its key pledges is being delivered. Adele Fruin filed this report from the capital, Apia.
During last year's election campaign, the FAST party led by Laurien Malietor Blatevo Fussi-Schmidt made a number of high-profile promises. One was to give each of Samoa's 51 constituencies 2 million tala, about 1 million Australian dollars every year for development projects. But a recent change to the process has led some to speak out.
It seems things are turning bad as people are no longer united. Now disagreements have grown and some are separating into different groups.
Savai Chief Tofilau Lino from the Fa'asalele'anga No. 2 District is one leader raising concerns. He says the main issue is around the government's allocation of those funds, which critics say are being controlled by FAST party-aligned chairpersons. Previously, the funds were aligned to the regional member of parliament to distribute.
This is why there are feelings of hurt, because there is uncertainty on what to do. The leadership has changed, and now Lauli alone controls everything. We are praying for a quick solution to this problem, not just for us, but for the future and for the generations to come.
The same concerns were shared by another chief who wished to remain anonymous due to village protocols.
As for me, I'm deeply disappointed. The government has intervened by choosing the chairperson of our district committee, but our wish is that our Member of Parliament, who's already in this constituency, should have been selected. Yet we've received word that only FAST representatives will oversee matters of the district committees.
But the government is standing firm. It has also rejected allegations of alleged misallocation of funds. Speaking at a recent press conference, Samoa's Prime Minister Lauri Malietor says there have been serious allegations said about him and his government, which he says are rude and disrespectful. He says he has advised Cabinet that any district that does not support or is against the policy set out by his government will be removed from receiving the 2 million tala. This includes Savai Chief Tofilau's district, Fa'asalele'anga No. 2.
The government's decision today has stopped any further benefits for the district of Fa'asalele'anga No. 2 because it is clear they did not follow the agreement to return, give an update and resolve the matter peacefully.
He says the district of Fa'asalele'anga No. 2 was given the chance to sort out their differences in regard to the chairperson position and come up with a culturally appropriate solution. He says he has now involved law enforcement to deal with some of the allegations.
I have already handed the matter over to the police to be dealt with according to the law. All of this is being done to restrain these disrespectful behaviours that have begun to interfere with proceedings and official matters of our government.
Following the Prime Minister's decision to cut off funding for the Fa'asalele'anga No. 2 district, the village of Tofilau turned around and fined Tofilau with monetary and traditional offering and concluded to perform a traditional form of apology to the Prime Minister on behalf of Tofilau.
Adele Fruin reporting there.